kind of like sitting in silence. Right now, I'm in my driveway in the car, closing my eyes after a gym sesh. And if you don't know what this is, it's Talking Tough, a digital diary where I share exactly how I think to encourage you to share exactly how you think, because I know that we don't have moments in life where we pause. And this is my baked-in moment during my week to pause. Moments of introspection are important. There's so many times that we just run this life and live our lives on autopilot. And we don't know why we feel this way. And we don't know why we keep making the same decisions and behavior. And does that make sense? Whatever. Behaving in the same ways over and over and over. And we have this temperament to where we're restless and we don't understand why we're restless, because we don't have times to pause. In my life right now, I'm in a good spot. I'm getting back to my routine. I got back from Austin this week, went to church on Sunday, and my routine usually started with early in the morning, time with God, writing, and then into my day, the gym, all the whole nine. But before to start the year, I wanted to switch up my routine, and I started a little later. I'm like, why am I waking up so early? I don't need to do that. Like, the athlete in me, obviously, and something in me just feels like a loser when I don't get up and conquer the day every single time. And so I tried something else, and I really did. And if you're listening to this right now and you want to try something else, try it. And if it's for you, it's for you. But you shouldn't, and you don't have to force yourself to like something if you don't like it. And for me, I'm one of those people that I want to learn. I want to learn. I want to learn. I want to become this best version. I want to become great and all this stuff. Yes, it's good. And you might be the same, but you don't have to change everything about your process to become great. You don't have to. And so when I had these moments to just look on my week and think on my week and say, okay, that day was off and I was irritable and I just didn't feel my full-fledged self. I wasn't excited about anything. I was just dull and going through the motions. Let me look at that day. Is there a pattern in that day? Oh, yeah, it is. You feel like a loser when you don't wake up early and you don't write. And you're just going, traveling, doing this. And you don't have moments to actually think about what you went through or what you thought through. Or you have an interaction with somebody and you don't think about it. For me, the other day, I was tired. 2 days ago, I was tired. I didn't sleep well. And I woke up kind of irritable. And my phone is usually on do not disturb during the day because I really care about 6 to 8:30. That's my time. I'm trying to process and lock in. And I go to the gym. And I got this call. And every time I talk to this person, our conversations are combative. And I'm starting to realize that's our personalities. And I had a point to play in that, obviously. But this person has a dominant personality, and I feel like I do as well. And so when we're having conversations and I'm feeling a certain way about the tone in which they speak to me, I kind of just lashed out, and it was over an opportunity where we were trying to build a show, build a product. And long story short, the communication, I just didn't take a liking to what was said, and I lashed out and I raised my voice. And I'm saying this because I lashed out because I was tired, because I was irritable. And in my mind, what I should have done is not even picked up the phone call, because I already knew in my head that I was on edge. But the people pleaser in me was like, pick up, just pick up and see what it is and let's do it. But sometimes you got to say yes to yourself and yes to how you feel, and save the day without getting even more frustrated. Then I had another call after that about an opportunity to build the show. And I was off because I'm like, it just had my day potentially spiraling. But then I stopped after both of the meetings and the conversations and I said, what was my part to play in that? I'm so mad and worked up about all these people. And this is a day I was on Instagram. I was just talking about, oh, people just want from me. I was voicing my frustration. But after the conversations, I had to really just pause and say, what was my role to play? What could I have improved? My tone? My taking everything on offensive, taking everything personal immediately, not even listening to what is said, what was said. I just see or hear what I want to hear. And even if there's validity to how I felt, because there is, let me be straight, I can see and judge the person for who they actually are and not how they're coming across. In your life, what does that look like for you? We don't even know how we react because we never assess how we reacted. If that doesn't make sense, who cares? I'm human. This is a digital diary where I'm literally dumping my thoughts. How about you try it? A lot of the times, man, this is the thing. This is the thing, though, that I kind of am on the fence about. And I'd love to hear how you think as well. Mind Bully Podcast, IG. It's like there's so many podcasts, there's so many opinions out. And you almost want to be perfect with how you present yourself. But then again, it's there's no perfect person. But then again, it's you want to have something hearty and credible and real to say. Like, you don't want to just be lazy and not take this serious. I struggle with that because I know I spend time and I have the privilege to know myself. And I was going to do a piece on, I still am. I write so much and I have all these binders and books that I read. And I looked under my bed because I just stuff them all under my bed, the notebooks. And I bought a new nice notebook. But then today I just looked at it. And it was almost like I looked at it from an outside lens of like, dang, I really pour a lot into this. Like, I actually pour so much time, so much effort, so much energy in this. Why does my mind bullet have me thinking that my voice and what I have to say is not of value to somebody else? There's so many people that you look at on socials that you follow that you might think they're one way. And people might think that about you. But you don't see what they see. You don't see what they are inspired by that you have. A lot of times that's me. I don't see it all the time. I know me. And I know how much work I put in, but you know you. And it's that weird voice that says, bro, just shut up, bro. You ain't got nothing to say. And then you get on there and you start comparing. And then it's almost a lonely place to create something new because it's vulnerable. And you're bringing your own perspective on how you see the world and what you feel about what you're going through. And you're sharing it over and over and over again. And it's a guessing game to if anybody likes it or feels the same way. But then again, it's like, I don't care about what people think. But then again, is you kind of have to because you're serving people. You want to hit home. It's such a weird place to be in. But if you're listening to this right now, that's a place to live in. And I say that because if you're not vulnerable and open and risking anything, you'll never know who and what could be birthed from inside you. You never, it's always like, I wrote this today in a passage. I said, greatness. And I was speaking on greatness. I forget what exactly I wrote, but I'm like, everybody's like, you got to achieve greatness and go after greatness. I totally disagree. You have to become the person that you need to be. And I'm thinking this through, but I wrote that greatness is already inside of you. At your conception, when God even thought about you, greatness was already birthed in you. It was already placed in you. So the mindset is on, how can I get greatness out of me today? Through whatever I touch, through however I speak, through whatever I put my hands on, how can greatness exude or ooze out my pores? No matter how vulnerable it feels. I like these times to think. I'm sitting in the car and I'm twisting my hair right now and I'm just going in circles, I think, and my mind really is like, bro, what are you talking about? You don't know. And that sometimes it is valid. Like today, I'm writing, and every time I'm so mad at myself for not getting on YouTube already, I'm going to get low level and write and try to find a title. This is my new process. I'm going to find a title before I put anything out, because it's so easy when you have a title and then you don't think of it later. My thing is, I have all this passion. I'm like, I got to say it. I got to just say it. And I'll record a video and then try to backtrack. Then it gets overwhelming. And then all the stuff just piles up and I never put it out. I have so much content I don't put out. But if I write, I get a title, I put it out, I speak to exactly one person, it's more effective. That's the one thing that if I'm starting this over, I would wish to hone in on. Who's my target audience? Who am I speaking to? What is the profile of the person that I'm speaking to? How old are they? What are they going through? What are their socioeconomic conditions like? I don't know. I'm talking this through, but in your life, there's moments where you need to pause. I'm so adamant on this because it's helped me. And even in a routine shift that I've had that's got me energized and up and at 'em, I'm waking up at 6 a.m. That just makes me refreshed, and it's just my thing. I got it right. It's just my thing. There still needs to be some pause and to assess, like, oh, is this the right thing? What's your routine like? What's the right thing for you to get you back on track? I'll see you later. Wreck 'em, wreck 'em, wreck 'em. We're going to get that dub today. Dub. Bye.